Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Dawn, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. Welcome back to the podcast, to what is the last episode of 2022. There will be a break in recording of the podcast, and the next one probably won't come out until the 10th of Jan, because I'm going to take, I'm taking a week off, but by the time I get back with all the holidays, I wouldn't be able to get one out in that first week back. So apologies for that. But I'm sure you'll be all too busy with Christmas and meeting up with people that you will probably not miss me in that time. So I'm not even going to worry about it. This last episode, I thought would be a good one for reflection. And reflection is such a valuable, valuable thing that we have available to us that when we use it can really empower us. And for a lot of time when I'm working with one-on-one clients, some of the most powerful work they will do is the stuff outside of the sessions where they're reflecting on their behaviours, their thought patterns and their outcomes and how that is all connected, but more importantly, how they have the power to change that. So before I delve into this any further, I just want to share with you what's kind of come up this week that I've noticed that I wanted to share with you and how it is all connected. There is an Instagram page that I follow. I'm sure many of you do as well. He's got a ton of following. And it's Leslie Jordan, who sadly passed away a few months ago, but was a real kind of shining light in lockdown, because he was just so funny and the things that he posted were so lovely and so heartwarming. You know, if anyone's recognizing the name, it's the guy who was on Will and Grace. I think he was called Beverly Leslie in Will and Grace. And somebody is in charge of his account now, and they keep reposting some lovely things that he said. And one of the things that was posted this week was when Leslie was talking about his sponsor, while he was in recovery. And this sponsor would say to him, "Stove hot, ouch." And it was just a symbolism of remembering that every time you do that same thing again, you're going to get burned. The same thing's going to happen. You're going to touch the stove. It's going to be hot and you're going to burn yourself. And that was obviously in correlation to him drinking or making the same mistakes again. And it really resonated when I read it, because or was listening to it rather. And I just thought it was something that I wanted to bring to the podcast, because it's really, really interesting to think that you are possibly doing the same things over and over again and getting the same results. Now, depending on what research you look at, because there's a lot out there, research says that we have between 6,000 and 7,000 thoughts per day. Now, I did read some other study that it said 60 to 70,000 thoughts per day. Either way, however many thoughts we are having a day, whether it's 6,000 or 60,000, depending on the research you look at, 90% of them are the same. Okay, so when you have limiting beliefs, anxious thoughts, they keep reoccurring until you do the work on them. Now, this led to something else that I made notes on that I wanted to bring up. I was at a kids' party on Saturday. And I go to a lot of kids' parties because my child is five. And it feels like when a child turns five and they go to school, they invite the whole class, There are lots of them. Everyone's having these big parties, so there are a lot to go to. And this one I ended up, and I do, like, I am the type of person, I do try to move around a little bit and switch up who I sit with so that it doesn't become clicky. And there's loads of really interesting mums and dads who are at the school. And obviously I am a complete people person and I love, love, love finding out about new people. So I was sat with somebody who I've seen in the schoolyard, but never actually seen at the kids' parties. So I sat next to her and we were just finding out a little bit about each other. And I was asking what she did and she was asking what I did. And I said, oh, yeah, so I'm a mindset coach. And she was like, oh, my God, that's so interesting. She was like, so what do you help people with? And I said, oh, well, I help people who are struggling with anxiety, who are struggling with a lack of confidence, like basically anything that's holding them back from getting them to where they want to be. And she was like, oh, God, that sounds like something I need. Now, to pause for a second, I can't tell you how many times that happens, that when I tell people what I do, they immediately go, oh, my God, that sounds like something I need. And the reason why it resonates so much is that for the most part, we all, you know, most of us have something, a mindset block that is holding us back from achieving the thing that we want. Because if we didn't, then we would have it already. And that's why it resonates with people. And I think the first thing I always do is kind of just letting them know, do you know what? You're not alone. Like, most people have some anxieties. Most people have some blocks that are stopping them to get them to where they want to be. But as I reflected on this, I thought, why? Right? Why does that happen every time that there are so many people out there that know they have these blocks, that know they have something internally that is stopping them from getting to the thing that they want to do? And it's painful, you know, like it is really painful for most people because it's the thing out of those thoughts that reoccurs every day. It's at the forefront of their mind, that lack of, that anxious thought, and it keeps reoccurring. So again, I was reflecting on this and I thought, you know what? I would imagine it's because people spend too much time observing other people. And when we observe other people, we think, God, they've got their shit together. Like, why am I such a mess? And you just presume wrongly that they have it easier than you, or they're more smarter than you, or they have all the luck. Like, there's all of these limiting beliefs come up, but what it does is just make you feel even worse. Yeah, so you start observing other people and it mirrors the fact that you don't have the thing that you want. Or the alternative is that actually the reason why we're still not getting the help from ourselves is because, you know, most people are spending time searching for the thing that makes them happy versus not doing the work on why they're not happy right now. Like, what is making them unhappy? And there's two really key elements there, because anxious triggers that people have when they come to me are worrying what other people think, feeling like they're not good enough, feeling overwhelmed, and striving for happiness in the thing that they think will make them happy, and yet actually it's just making them unhappy trying to get it. Now, there was a lot I've just thrown at you in that statement, and if it resonates, I really, really, really want you to reflect on that. And I want you to do some reflection over the whole year. Think about what's went really well, right? What have you absolutely smashed out the park this year that you're really proud of? And take time to be proud of that and think about your thoughts around it. Think about your beliefs around it. Think about how empowered you are around it. And now I want you to think about the things that maybe weren't successful or things that were painful. I want you to think about your thoughts around it. Remember that saying, 90% of our thoughts every day are the same. So do that reflection work. Think about what habits and actions. So going back to that lovely Leslie Jordan quote of stove hot, ouch. What are you doing continuously that is self-sabotaging you? Okay. I know that, and this isn't a big thing, right? I get that. This isn't a big thing, right? I know that even just a couple of glasses of bubbles once a week make me feel quite lethargic. And we went to, oh my God, how lovely is this, right? So my friend messaged us on Saturday and said, oh, we're doing this little thing. We do it every year. All the neighbours get together and they come to my house and we sing carols outside the front door. And then we go in and we have hot chocolate and mulled wine and things like that. And she was like, do you fancy coming? And I was like, yes, that definitely sounds like something I'm up for. And it was so, so much fun. But I did have some, because like, which I don't go out and drink that much, like not in that kind of social setting, where you look like literally just the drinks are flowing and flowing. And I ended up, and again, this isn't that much, but it is for me. I ended up having 4 glasses of Prosecco. Now, yesterday I came to work and I tried to record the podcast and it was just so rubbish. I was like, oh my God, like I just need to go home. Like I couldn't concentrate. My head was not fuzzy, but it's like having brain fog after you've had a drink. And I know it's something that I'd quite like to not do for a whole year. So that, and so I made that declaration to my husband yesterday. I was like, I think I'd quite like to just not drink for a whole year. He's done it for now. I think he's not had a proper drink. He had a drink when we went on holiday, but outside of that, he is drinking non-alcoholic beers. And not even that often, like once every other week, maybe you'll have a non-alcoholic beer. And I'd quite like to see the difference in myself for not doing it. Like there was I went in my early 20s, I think I had a period where it was at least about 3 years where I just didn't have a drink. And I'd quite like to go back to that to see what Jude's like without that. And it's not a big deal and it literally lasts for like a day or 2 days where I'm just a bit foggy afterwards. But again, I just want to see from a good habit, a good action, what comes out of that and what difference that could make in my everyday. Other bad habits and actions. I've started snacking on a night time after 7 o'clock and never used to do that. And I want to stop that again. So again, want to think about what can I do there? Now, if we go real deep, so that they're just, you know, kind of physical things that I'm doing rather than mental things. Like mentally, I know that there are definitely ways that I sabotage some of my outcomes in my business because of the way of my thought processes. Like my success got bigger than where my head's at. So I need to start thinking like a 6-figure entrepreneur versus where my head's been at previously. So I need to start doing it. I need to catch up with where my success has got to. And I need to start thinking like a 6-figure entrepreneur, which is very different to what my salary used to be when I worked in retail. And I've just not caught up with that. Like, what are the habits, the actions, the thoughts of somebody who's a 6-figure entrepreneur? And I'm not sure yet, and I want to do some work on that, and I'm going to write it out, and I'm going to be kind of sat down with that at the start of the year and really thinking about what that would look like. Because next year I'm going into, well, we're already in business, but we're going to be starting taking on business next year with somebody who very much thinks like that. I'm all about the mindset. I'm all about of that, like that empathic thoughts. And she's very much like, right, how can we scale this? And my head just doesn't go there. So I know there is a different way for me to think that is going to really empower my business. And it can still align with who I am and my thoughts about being an empath and wanting to serve people. Because actually, the scaling side of things, if I figure out how to scale my business more, I can reach more people. And that aligns with my, you know, the core of who my mindset is. So hopefully I've gone through that in enough detail and not gone off on too many tangents for you. But I just want to do a little bit of a recap for you there. So the things that I started talking about was do some reflection, because reflection's really important to understand your thoughts, your behaviors, your actions, your habits, but more importantly, why you may or may not have got the things that you want in your life just in the last year. And then I want you to think about the other things that I touched on. You know, there are people out there who absolutely could do with a mindset coach to help them get to that next level. And if you are one of them, what are you doing about it? How much effort are you putting into yourself versus how much time you're observing other people? Versus how much time you're spending thinking, well, if I just get that, it'll make us happy. I want you to have a little think about that. And I want you to dig deep on what out of your thoughts, those either 6,000 or 60,000 a day, 90% of them, which ones are serving you and which ones are on repeat that just keep sabotaging you. And then just again, think about that lovely Leslie Jordan quote of stove hot, ouch. Like, what are you doing that is a bad habit and a bad action that you know that you could stop and you could consciously work on that would make 2023 a year that you know you impacted it in the right way and that you made all those right decisions and you went for the thing that maybe you've been holding back from? And then just as a little side note, set your alarm now for New Year's Day night to start and plot out your vision board. And if you've got one already, then review it. Make sure it sits with you. Make sure you are happy with it. And start to get excited about 2023 because honestly, it is all mindset. The only thing holding you back is you. You can achieve, be, do whatever you want to do. The only thing that'll tell you that you can't is your mindset or maybe some negative people around you. But let's get rid of them in 2023. But you can, you know, you've heard stories, you will have heard so many stories where people come from nothing and have everything. It is mindset. It's not luck. Right? Because our reticular activating system is always looking for things to prove that we are right. So if we feel like we should have X, Y, and Z, our reticular activating system will start looking for evidence. And when I mean evidence, I mean opportunities. It will start to look for things that we can bring into our lives to make those goals and dreams happen. It is totally possible for you. There is nothing, absolutely nothing stopping you apart from your thoughts of maybe it won't work. So let's reframe that and go, but what if it does? And what if it was amazing? What if it was everything that you wanted it to be? And I'm going to leave you with that. Have the best Christmas. Have the best roast potatoes. Have the best New Year. And I will speak to you here again on the 10th. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedauntcoaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.